exercise change.
Why do you think it is that people are actually motivated to be physical in the first place?
I think it's hardwired into us. Perhaps originally it was a requirement to exist, to be reasonably physical, wasn't it? Now, as you say, millions of people sit in front of the computers every day. You don't need to do it, really. But even if you don't do something extreme, probably most people do try and stay reasonably, in their minds, fit, even though they have a relaxed environment. I think it's innate. I think the human being has to have a physical outlet. We have to do it. I don't think you'll ever knock that out of people.
Right. So what would you say to those people that simply don't move? You know, yes, it's innate. It's in us to be physical to some extent. But how does that explain those people that just are sedentary full stop? What have they lost, or what's missing that they don't feel that?
I guess you have to assume that there's something missing. Some people would deny that there's anything missing, and they're entitled to live their life without doing it. Me, I probably do think there is something missing, and they should be doing it, even if it's just to keep our health bill down. But the reason that they're not doing it probably is partly environmental, and when they're young, and partly genetic. I think if we provide a better environment for people younger, when I say better, that's probably in inverted commas, for me, better, then more of those people will do what we're talking about, undoubtedly. If you surrounded 100 kids in Otara with inspirational environment and figures from the age of one, I guarantee you more than now would step forward.
There would be a noticeable difference sort of 10 years down the track.
If you had 10 Valerie Villies working as your teacher,
sure,
it's probably more of a chance that you would do something, isn't it?
All right, so for those people that, you know, they're obviously not young anymore and they've missed that opportunity to sort of be inspired, talking about that word again, they miss that opportunity to be inspired or be coached by someone, you know, that will really help them when they're young and they're sort of in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever. Is it possible to get that back in any way? To get that drive, to get that urge?
Yes, I think so. I don't think it's ever too late. Of course, you've got to admit that some are going to slip through to the keeper, but no, I don't think it's ever too late. You can get more of them than we're getting if we agree that's a good thing. So I don't think we should be ramming it down people's throats, but I certainly think you've got to be hanging out opportunity and inspiration to people throughout life. If I had a cousin or something in a similar situation, and you wanted to throw out some of the, you desperately wanted to lift them up beyond what they're doing now, then you can take them out hiking regularly, even if they don't want to do it, and perhaps something that they see or do will fire a tiny little spark in them. And if they mix more with different sort of people, I'm pretty sure that you can alter people's life direction, even late in life.
Right. So you're talking about the shift, if I'm getting this right, the shift between extrinsic motivation, say you dragging someone along, to then becoming intrinsic motivation. So, you know, if those people are surrounded by that enough, they might eventually see things for themselves, that there's a benefit in this and start picking that up themselves.
Yes, I agree. I think that is in many people, but it is not drawn out of them at a young age. They don't see that they've got it. But later on, if you can drag that little spark out of them, they might have always had it. And I see that all the time with people that, say, want to suddenly do Ironman when they're 45.
Yeah.
Now, you might say, well, crikey, you don't have a bit of a background in that kind of sport. Well, what's coming out here? Well, there's obviously a number of factors have suddenly penetrated through that man or woman, and they want to do something which for them is a goal that they want to do later in life. Now, there has to be a reason why they've done that. They've always had the drive. You can't tell me they've just suddenly developed a new, set a neuron somewhere. But it's something in the environment has triggered that drive. Perhaps they've funneled it into work or family up until now. Now, all of a sudden, a few factors have come together in confluence, and they think, ooh, I'd like to do that. So they funnel everything into that goal. So, yeah,
great.
I think you can.
I think that sounds really good. It's sort of like, in a way, there's hope for everyone, because there's that drive within them. It's just a matter of drawing it out.
Yep. You've got to accept that you're going to have some, again, if we believe it is, you're going to have some failures, because there are undoubtedly a lot of people out there that don't wish to, will never, can never, and at some point you're just going to have to admit that they're just not going to do it.